If you're a university student in Sydney, or your children or loved ones are students, I'm sure you've been grappling with the impact of coronavirus. Classrooms and campuses have been emptied. Learning has switched online. Many casual tutors and lecturers have lost their jobs. International students in particular, in Sydney at least, have been hard hit. Despite call-outs from action groups and the New South Wales community, international students in Sydney have received no direct financial support during this pandemic. It has left many already struggling students in dire straits. Jenny Leong, however, MP and Greens member for Newtown, spokesperson for multiculturalism, is bringing forward a bill in Parliament to support international students in New South Wales by giving them access to concession prices on public transport. It is hoped that this bill will provide international students with some much-needed financial relief. The bill will come up for debate on the 18th of June, and Jenny joins us now to tell us a little more. Jenny, how's it going? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jared. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm good, thanks. Should just ask, before coronavirus hit in New South Wales, what kind of conditions were international students already faced with? I'm sure it's tough.
Look, we know for many, many years that international students have been facing more and more pressures as the cost of living goes up, as the university fees go up, but also as the lack of protections around overcrowding and rental properties are more and more of a reality. And we see universities moving to models of, you know, trying to make more and more profit, doing more and more developments on campus, but not necessarily spending more on the student well-being, that there's been real risks and real pressures to international students even before we saw this recent pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I know even a lot of international students that I studied with, they often stayed kind of in the in-house, like uni dorms, the housing that the uni provides. And as far as my mum and stuff would say, or people a couple of years older than me, back in the day, they were cheap as chips comparatively, and they were about on par with kind of what are extraordinarily high rent rates in Sydney.
But totally, Jared. I mean, we could have a whole nother conversation about what we need to do about the horrendous privatisation of student accommodation.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons why we were really keen to be able to introduce this bill is that this has actually been, your listeners will be able to hear, I'm standing in the west and it appears the planes are flying again. One of the things that I think is really key about this is the fact that this is an issue that has been long-standing, and lots of people don't know about it, that international students, even when they're full-time fee-paying students here in this country, don't get access to the same concessions on public transport, which actually is and has been found to be a form of discrimination, and yet the New South Wales government continues with it.
So it was already tough for international students. How has this coronavirus exacerbated the already difficult circumstances?
Yeah, well, what we know is that international students, as you mentioned in your intro, didn't get any direct financial support. Now, I will acknowledge that there has been money given to migrant organisations and people, organisations supporting non-citizens. But we've got to remember that this isn't the same as getting access to JobKeeper or JobSeeker. This is actually you having to go and ask an organisation to help you with basic essentials like a handout of some shopping or things like that. Many international students are working in casualised and insecure industries already, hospitality industry being a perfect example, and they're on casual shifts, and those casual shifts are obviously dropped and they're not getting any income at all. And the lines of international students standing, trying to collect food to make ends meet, people would have seen it on the streets of Sydney, endless amounts of people sitting there hoping to make a little bit of money out of doing a food delivery on a bicycle in the middle of winter. Like, this is not what a country like Australia should be doing when it comes to supporting international students that are an enormous part of our community.
I know, absolutely. I know concession cards just in themselves make a massive difference. When I finished studying, I could barely handle how much more I had to spend just to get around on a bus or on a train. It's got a fairly checkered history just trying to get international students concession cards. Do you think, what exactly has contributed to that resistance? Is it purely based in, like you said, maybe discrimination, or are there other factors kind of contributing?
Look, I think there's two key factors. One is a really, really disappointing reality about how successive governments in New South Wales and Australia have governed, and they govern for the people who vote for them, not for the whole of society and the whole of community. And that has an inequality impact on young people. It has an inequality impact on non-citizens, and international students fall into that category. The other factor is here, and this is the most outrageous part of this history, is that back when I was a student president at Sydney University, we ran a case against the New South Wales government, when it was then a Labor government, to say that actually what needed to happen was they needed to allow access for international students to concessions, because it's actually a form of discrimination. Now, the tribunal hearing that case found that it was discrimination, but at the time, instead of actually granting international students concessions, the then Labor government made the decision to exempt the Transport Act and the relevant parts from the Anti-Discrimination Act. So rather than fixing the problem, which was found to be discrimination, they just said, well, that part of our act in the Transport Act doesn't have to comply with the anti-discrimination laws, which to me is just beyond belief in terms of the arrogance of the way the New South Wales government can behave.
Absolutely. That's a head scratcher. Outside of just on the hip pocket, what do you think are some other of this bill not passing in Parliament?
Yeah, look, this is going to be a restarting of the campaign. Many people that have been involved in student organisations over the years would know that this is an issue, and that has been an issue for a long time. So this is a rebooting of the campaign to say that if New South Wales in the current climate wants to offer and extend a hand of welcome for international students to come back to study in Sydney once there's an opportunity to do that, then, and in New South Wales, and this is a beautiful way for them to offer that gesture and to say that we actually recognise and want to be able to support international students. The second factor is that we have seen an absolute increase in the amount of racism as a result of the coronavirus. And mm-hmm. So the idea that we can have laws that treat international students as second-class citizens, or second-class students in this context, because they're not citizens, is hugely concerning. And so sending a message to the community from the government to say, actually, we want to treat people equally and we don't want to have discrimination in our policies and in our laws, is actually a strong message that goes more broadly to addressing the inequities and inequality in our society.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed that this bill passes. Hey, Jenny, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm sorry that we have to cut it a little bit short, but all the best going forward. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Jared. Really appreciate the chat.
Cheers. That was Jenny Leong, MP Greens, member for Newtown and spokesperson for multiculturalism, talking about a bill to allow international students access to travel concession cards in New South Wales. The bill will come up for debate on the 18th of June.